علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently focusing on the third sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam provides the reasoning behind his leadership. And we realized and we saw that Imam Ali alayhi salam was not after the world or some material pleasures or some material reasonings. He was after a divine purpose. And if Imam alayhi salam, apart from having these material reasonings, if he had the love for power and authority, then he would have done an uprising much earlier. He was loved by the people. He would have said that I deserve, and he would have come out in the streets and taken over. Muawiyah's father, Abu Sufyan, he even came and told Imam Ali that I will help you. You become the leader. At the time of the first caliph after the Prophet ﷺ died. He comes, Abu Sufyan tells Imam Ali. Imam Ali ﷺ says, no, I know the reason why you have come to me. And you think that I want power, that I have love of power in my heart? No, I want to serve Allah. And I know that right now, if I do an uprising, it will be destructive for the whole of Islam. And therefore, I will remain silent. So Imam Ali alayhi salam was not after these reasonings. There was something else that inshallah we will point out to in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome, my dear brothers and sisters. We are trying to understand the wisdom behind Imam Ali alayhi salam's leadership and his acceptance of the government and governance after all those years. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, he gives two important reasonings. He says, لَوْ لَا حُضُورُ الْحَاضِرِ. One of the reasonings that was that the people were ready. The people came, a large group of people. He saw that they were in need, that they needed that right form of governance, that right form of governance that the Prophet ﷺ wanted for the people. And therefore, that was one of the reasons. The second reason was that وَقِيَامُ الْحُجَّةِ بِوُجُودِ النَّاصِرِ. That now, it was necessary and became obligatory on me to take this leadership. Why? Because I have helpers. Wujudun Nasir. People were ready to support me. It was not like at the time of the first caliph when he took over the leadership. Imam Ali alayhi salam didn't have any people to support him. People turned away. People forgot what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned to them. They had forgotten so much that even others threatened to burn down the door of Bibi Fatimatu Zahra alayha salam, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, documented in authentic books, such that Bibi Fatima alayha salam was unhappy with the first and the second caliph. It is there in Sahih Bukhari. We have these narrations. It is clear. But Imam Ali alayhi salam, at that time, why didn't he take a step? It's because he saw that he did not have supporters. But now he sees that people are ready to support him. And dear brothers and sisters, this is the reason why all the imams after Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they did not stand up. They did not perform a revolution, or they did not come out on the streets and call people towards them and try to form an uprising. Why? Because they saw that people are not ready to support them. This is the reasoning. Inshallah, we will discuss this reasoning in the coming segment.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. So one of the reasons that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions, which was a very important reason, was that the reason why he took over the leadership was that he saw that people are ready to support him and they were helpers and supporters. We notice that this is the logic and the reasoning that all the imams had. The imams, coming from Imam Zainul Abidin onwards, the reason why they did not do any uprising is because they did not have supporters. We notice that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, and Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, all of them, they maintained a very closed approach. They did not come out openly. This was because of some secondary reasons. Of course, this is not a primary reasoning, but it's a secondary reasoning which is strong enough for them not to come out. Because of course, it would destroy the Shiaism and the Muslims completely. And it would not, that particular aim that Islam had for the people would not have been achieved. A person comes to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam called Sudair. His name was Sudair. He comes to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and says that, you know, why don't you do an uprising? You know, these guys are oppressors. Imam tells Sudair that, he tells him, look outside here, how many sheep are there? If I had supporters equal to the number of sheep that are outside here, grazing outside, then I would have uprised. He comes out and he counts the amount of sheep that were there. There were no more than 17. That means Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam was trying to say that he doesn't have supporters. And not just normal supporters, they needed good, insightful supporters. People of understanding and reasoning. Not just people will be ready just to come out on the streets and, you know, after a small, a small amount of fear, they would go back and turn away. No, he wanted good, firm supporters. At the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, a person comes from Khurasan and tells him that I have got 300,000 people ready to fight for you. 300,000. Imam said in his heart, or he told his... He said that, no, I do not need these supporters. The reason why he said is because he knew that those supporters were not those right supporters that could help him. Just large numbers was not enough. What was important was those insightful, strong supporters. Therefore, one of the reasonings that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions is that he had those supporters at that time. People like Malik Ashtar, Ammar, Yasir, and all of those great companions. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us understand this deep wisdom behind His leadership, and He helps us apply some of His teachings in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه